Welcome to the Moral Marriage Podcast. I'm so excited. It's the 100th episode. Woo-hoo. Guys, we work hard to pump out at least three episodes a week. And almost always it's five because, man, we're getting such great feedback from you. Thank you very much. Thank you for the reviews. Thank you for the sharing of the episodes. Guys, today is the 100th episode. We're going to do a massive giveaway at the end. So make sure you listen to the end. We're going to talk about why peace is so important in the home.
Stop trying to lead and make decisions all the time.
You should not be proud if you raised your voice and screamed at them.
No matter what.
I'm Cass.
And I'm Catherine. Why am I allowing him to do this in front of our children? Why am I allowing this to happen at all? You don't get to say whatever you want to a man and push him to the point where he snaps.
I might have been a really bad man the other day, but today I went out of my way to be a good man, and she thanked me for it.
Is that you always want to act in the direction you want to go. So
he is just a paycheck. What about his needs?
We're Moral Marriage.
Let's flip divorce statistics with the new marriage.
And I also wanted to make this episode really special. We've tried to do this a couple times. We tried to share our testimony, and we struggle because it always goes too long. So I'm going to do something that I don't ever do. And I'm going to say, baby, will you please tell the story so that I don't go off tangent?
Oh, my goodness. I wasn't ready for this, but yes.
Okay. All right. So how about I just start?
Go ahead.
Okay. So we met. We're in our 10th year. And we met, and there was a lot of flirting. I owned a gym. Catherine came in and was a client, and we started to flirt. But there was a couple things, not necessary for the story right now, but we knew that we shouldn't probably date while one of them is necessary. It's because you wanted a Christian man and I was raised atheist. Okay. And so
here I am flirting with the devil, basically. Just kidding, guys.
Well, little did you know that that's basically who I was coming up, but we didn't know this yet. So we married in 30 days because I said, if you give me what I need, I'll go to church with you. And you said, okay. And this is where I'm going to say one last thing and I'm going to let you take over.
Okay.
If you guys know my reality back then, woo-hoo, gets a little twisted sometimes.
Realities,
yes. Okay. The very first message that I went and saw was on anger. And I didn't realize I had an anger problem, but I resonated with a lot of the message. Remember when you said, do you have a temper or something? And I was like, no.
Yeah, I said, do you have an anger problem? Very, very soon into our flirting, when we knew this was going to maybe go somewhere, I said, do you have an anger problem? He said, no, I used to. I dealt with it years ago. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, I literally thought, and I use this example, hey, I don't just call someone a bitch. If you run your shopping cart into the side of mine, I'm going to call you a bitch. That's what I thought. Anyways, watch the hidden recording of the fight on YouTube here, and you'll see, or go to my website and see it.
The shopping cart is talked about multiple times.
Multiple times.
And by the way, I never hit anybody with the shopping cart.
Nope, she totally didn't. Okay, so anyways, that's where I'll leave it. You guys, even if you don't believe, which I did not, you can learn. That's what I've learned with faith, for sure. But anyways.
Okay, so there's so much to the story. I'm not even sure what parts to tell and what parts not to tell. But we got married very quickly. Within about a month or 6 weeks, things started to go very badly. And I didn't know at the time what was going on. I didn't even know the word narcissist at the time, but I know that I learned how to fawn. My natural go-to was flight. So, you know, the fight, flight, freeze, or fawn. Mine was flight. And I learned to fight with him. Now, I had been in fights before, but I really learned to fight with him because he really didn't want me to leave. And I was actually quite afraid of him because his temper was something.
It was rage. It wasn't even anger.
It was rage. And yeah. I had never seen anything like it in my entire life. I feel like I grew up in a bubble at times. And so I learned how to fight. We would get in lots of fights. I don't know where to go with the story.
Progressively what happened was it became daily fights. Okay, so like
multiple times per day.
If you guys have ever heard, I use the exact expression for a reason. We came back from the depths of hell because it was hell. Okay. Now, essentially what happened was we started to go to other churches and we started to receive prophecies, right? Stuff that should have challenged me with my faith and I should have just believed. I mean, the prophets knew things about me, my father, my life, things that I could never, like, it would have been impossible. And we started to get these words of knowledge. You know, you'll be healing couples and you'll be laying hands on couples. And people would see us at other times in churches and walking in and they'd see fire around us and our family, they'd have comments. And but we were still, now there's a big gap there. So I'm just trying to really summarize it, okay? So there was a lot of bad stuff. Things started to get better between this whole thing that I just said, okay? But when we were receiving the prophecies, I mean, we were like, are you out of your mind? Like, we were going to kill each other.
It made me quite upset with God, actually, because I didn't know how to explain to him how it would work, what the timeline was, and he would get so angry. He didn't want to go to church anymore because how could this prophecy be true when our marriage sucks? This is terrible. It was terribly abusive and emotionally and sexually, not physically. There was some physical intimidation. You guys have probably heard and watched the other episodes, but our marriage was not a marriage that was going to help anyone else's marriage. And so I was really angry with God because how could you tell me this, God? How could you not give, and this was in my mind, how could you not give me the tools to explain it to my husband? And how dare you say that this is what's going to happen when that isn't even possible? Mm-hmm. And so, but it kept happening. It was prophecy after prophecy after prophecy after prophecy, as loud as can be. And flash forward to...
Well, then so I touched on the fact that people talk about our family. So by the time that they saw our family, we were doing a lot better, but we hadn't still yet had the I'm not attracted, I'm not in love, I'm settling conversation yet, okay? But I was getting really frustrated with Faith because I was like, if anybody wants it, I want it. Then COVID happened and we were reading the Bible and we were, trying to do daily reads and devotionals and I just surrendered at one point. You went to the washroom. I was just, it was the verse where Jesus says he doesn't want to die. I think Matthew 25:36, don't quote me. And I just, I was like, I was on my knees.
Let me tell this part of the story.
Okay.
So this was, like he said, we were doing daily devotionals, daily reading, and we were just enveloped in prayer this night. The girls were asleep. We were sitting at the kitchen island and that's what happened. I got up to go pee. When I came out of the bathroom, he was on his knees, hands up to the Lord, begging for God. And that night is when everything really changed.
Yeah. So I had said, you know, you already took our business, like, cause it was COVID. So we lost our gym. You took our business. Like, we knew we were losing our home. I was just like, take them all then. Like whatever. And that's when you came out of the bathroom. Was like, he's surrendering. I think he started swearing at God.
I don't know if I swore, but I yelled at God. Yeah. I yelled. I was like, God, here he is surrendering. He's right here. What else do you need from him?
Yeah.
I had so many times where I was angry with God. Some of you have never been angry with God. And you're like, oh my gosh, she's yelling at God right now. Yes, mm-hmm. I did. But he showed up. He heard. Mm-hmm. He showed up.
Yeah, I started speaking in tongues. There was you had a worship song going. I mean, the whole house was just
it was nothing. We could never explain it. I was getting words of wisdom and words of knowledge, and we continued. Mm-hmm. We prayed until morning.
Yeah, that's right.
It was the wildest experience, and we got to do it together, which is one of the things that helped us on our journey because we had this moment together. But this was still before the big conversation.
Yeah. So fast forward, like in about another 6 or 8 months, maybe a little longer. And we're in Kelowna now, and I'm not in love. I'm not attracted. I'm settling. I'm only here to honor my commitment.
This is the conversation I had with him.
That's right. And I'm still like, I'm super challenged. Like now I believe in God, but today I'm still a lot like this where I feel like I'm doing it on my own. I don't get it. I really struggle with the faith thing. I can't tell if it's the raised atheist. I can't tell if it's because some of the people I respect the most don't have God in their life. I can't tell you if it's just because I don't hear. I don't know. And so in that next evolving part of our journey, though, we're still going to church. We're still looking for a good church. We struggled. We found a couple, but we moved a lot too after COVID, figuring things out. And we've met some really great people. Mm-hmm. And still struggling with this thing. But what happened was we did not literally start laying hands on couples, but that's what we do now. And massively successful at it. And
100% anointed to do this.
Yeah, I have crazy systems and things that I've created and put in place that no one's ever thought of. You now do the same thing. Like, I mean,
the prophecies were right. The Lord called it. And I mean, he he's never wrong, so we shouldn't have questioned it. But you do, you question when you get a word of wisdom and it doesn't make sense. When you get a word of knowledge, any a prophecy, when it doesn't make sense, you question it and you think, did I hear from God? And then you start questioning your relationship with Jesus. And even if you're super strong in the faith, I'm really strong in my faith, but I still have those moments where I'm questioning, was that you, God? Was that, you know, a familiar spirit? What was that? So flash forward again to now, we are an amazing church where we both are being poured into, amazing spirit-filled, Christ-filled church. And my husband is going on a really exciting trip.
We're going to Africa.
He's going to go preach. He's going to go save souls. He's going to go. Jesus is going to show and perform miracles through him. And he's going to come back. You guys just wait. We have been waiting for this sort of shift the entire time.
Yeah. Let me summarize it like this. I know I have. So I know I struggle with faith, but I have absolute faith that I'll come back and know exactly what to do. I'll give you an example. Right now, my program, as long as I've had, I'm on the fourth version right now. We're just about to have the fifth. And as long as I've had it, men that have been in the program go, is this based on the Bible? Like, holy crap. And I was like, well, no, I don't know the Bible. Like, and so now I literally have one of my Lords is putting verses to the reset right now. And I have absolute faith. I'm going to be supercharged with true faith, with faith in God by the time I come back from Africa. I just believe it. I know that we're a little scared. That's where the narco came from, was that comment, right? When I said, like, you know, I just want to have this. And you were like, well, it better, because otherwise it's not, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do, you know. But I do. I just believe it's going to be, we're just going to know exactly what to do. And we're going to push in the right direction. You know, you've already started really bringing God into your work and everything like that. And I'm not saying you have to believe in God or don't believe in God to start the work that we do. But I do know that a lot of men have found the Lord along the way. And it certainly can't be a bad thing.
We're here to support you on that journey. If you are a Christian and you mm-hmm. come into our program, then you're coming into really good company. If you're not a Christian and you come into our program, and we do get a lot of people that are not Christians, that they come in and they love the way that we do things. We're not going to push the Bible down your throat, but I always say you'll be able to smell Jesus on me. You'll be able to smell him. So anyway, let's get to our massive giveaway.
Yes, let's do it, guys. Okay, so for this episode of Challenge for You, you can now get a scholarship for my program or for Catherine's program, but I'm going to give you some steps, okay? We're going to do a $5,000 giveaway, essentially, okay, per man and woman. Does not have to be husband and wife. You can be separate, okay? If you're a man, you're going to follow my Instagram, Cass Foster Morrow, okay? If you're a woman, you're going to follow Catherine's Instagram, Catherine Morrow Online, okay? And then you're going to send us a DM. What should we make them do?
Well, we're going to fill out an application. So send us a DM. Okay. We'll send you over an application form. And then we're going to do the giveaway after he gets back from Africa. So it's going to be in probably the middle of May that we're going to announce it. So you have lots of time to apply, but send us a DM, Cass Foster Morrow, Catherine Morrow Online. Let's get somebody's marriage saved.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
All right. Prayer 5. Love you guys. See ya.
Bye.